He stormed out of the Lone Star State like a Texas tornado. And now, more than a dozen years later, Chicago's Steve McMichael is still one of the most destructive pass rushers in the NFL.
The Bears led the league in talent, obviously. They also led the league in characters. They were larger than life. And in the middle of it all, literally and figuratively, was defensive tackle Steve McMichael.
If I had to think of one word, consistency. He was always there. I don't care what the situation was. It was very difficult to get him to come out of the game for any reason at all. But very unselfish, tremendous teammate.
We pay homage and honor the memory of Steve McMichael today. And, of course, moving into the future on The Score, his memories will always stay with us. And that is why we go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. His former teammate, Kevin Butler, now joins us here on The Score. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's good to be with y'all.
Kevin, just tell us your fondest memory of the man they called Mongo, because I know he affected so many people in such a positive way over the course of not only his career, but really just in life.
Yeah, Steve was one of a kind. And first of all, my condolences go out to Misty and his family and his daughter. Steve has been fighting a fight that he pledged he would fight from the day he found out that he had ALS. And, you know, by the grace of God, he was freed yesterday, and he's in a better place and certainly out of the pain that he was in. But Steve was a guy that was bigger than life. I think his heart was really bigger than him, and I think that was evident in how he has handled the last 4 years of his life. But he approached football like that, and he approached life like that, and that was something that I'll always remember about Steve. I first got to know Steve very well when I made the Bears in 85, and his wife, Deborah, at the time, I was from Alabama, and here I came from Georgia with a wife from Georgia, and they kind of got together, being from the same part, and now found themselves in Chicago, and with that, the friendship started with Steve. And always respected Steve. He worked hard, as the intro said, consistency. He always strived for consistency, but that consistency always had to improve. He had to get better, and he did that. And that's the way he prepared, and certainly that's the way he played. But you know, the probably the best memories I have is, you know, people think of Steve as, you know, the wrestler, the crazy man, the rattlesnake roundup guy, and he was all that. But every Christmas morning, Steve didn't have any children at that point, but every Christmas morning he would pop in at my house with Kathy and the kids, and he would be dressed like Santa. He would come in and tell them that he just got back to the North Pole, and he saw in the back of the sleigh there were presents for them, so he had to come back, and he would go out the front door, and my kids would be going crazy, and then he would change and come in through the garage and look at the kids and go, "Do you know who I just saw?" And they were like, "It was Santa." And he lived for that moment. And I know he brought joy to so many people's life, like he did to ours every Christmas and really every day he was in our life.
Kevin, that's a wonderful story. And just, I think, a great example of how he wasn't ever afraid to be himself and just radiated that energy, I think, until end. Yeah.
You're exactly right. He wasn't afraid to be himself, and he wasn't afraid to explore who he could be. And I think that was evident when he went into his wrestling career. I mean, you know, the personality, the way he would present himself, and you know, people, maybe anybody ever thought he was just the old dumb football player, they really didn't know Steve. Steve was an academic All-American from Texas. Steve would come into the locker room and try to throw words out at every guy in that locker room and leave them a little inquisitive looking at him going like, "Well, I don't even know what that word means." And Steve would just laugh and walk off. And, you know, he was that guy that was always trying to be one in front of his competition and right there at the forefront of his friends. So we lost a true friend, a protector, a person that loved the city of Chicago, loved being a Chicago Bear, and he truly loved football.
Finally, enshrined into the Hall of Fame. I know he couldn't make the ceremony itself, but just to stay alive long enough to be here for that moment. When you look back at the success of that Super Bowl winning team, what do you remember about his role and his impact on the field?
Oh, it was dominating. I mean, he was the mainstay. You know, you look at that, and they, Hampton and him and Dent and Hardenstein, they took Fridge under their wing and kind of made him a character and said, hey, you're going to play this role now because we like our roles. And they each had a role, and they were each destroyers of, you know, of offensive lines and quarterbacks. And, you know, he would play as hard as he prepared. He always thought that and always said that, you know, the games are downhill. I don't work that hard during the week. And a perfect example was in the weight room always, you know, you get out there and you get on the bench press and, you know, these guys get this wide grip. Well, Steve would never do that. Steve always bench press with a closed grip, what we would say. So his hands were probably about 6 to 8 inches apart on the barbell for the bench press. And he would do 550 from there. And people would go, what are you doing? He goes, if my hands are out far, I am beat. He goes, I've got to be powerful when my hands are inside my shoulders hitting these big offensive linemen. And that was what made him the leading sack defensive lineman for 8 years after 85 in the NFL when he was just dominating the interior of offensive lines.
Oh, that's a brilliant story. Thank you for sharing it. Kevin Butler, the former Bears kicker on the 85 team, teammate of Steve McMichael, kind enough to join us here on the Midday Show on The Score. I immediately thought about, when I heard the news, Kevin, just how nice it must have been. You know, and I think about the call, you know, that Steve and Misty were able to get from the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year, to be able mm-hmm. to have that moment and he be able to still be with us to experience it in some way. Watching that, what did that mean to you?
Well, it meant everything, and you know, at that time, I thought it was going to help Steve get some closure that he needed. You could see it in his eyes that he knew what.
It's okay if you need a minute. I understand, of course.
Yeah, he knew. You know, he knew what was happening, and he just fought it head on, just like he did. Everything else that came at him in life, and you know, he deserved it. That was the main thing. It wasn't a hey, we're sorry you are in this situation. Steve McMichael deserved to be in the NFL Hall of Fame because he earned it for no other reason than that. And I think when I looked in his eyes after that, I saw the satisfaction that he got that award, and that was what the man was living for when he played football, and that's how he imagined himself. That's who he wanted to be, and I'm just thankful he was able to, you know, experience that.
Kevin, when you think back on his life and his exposure to you and what he's done for so many people, for the people who didn't know him before, of course, he had to start his battle with ALS, what would you tell them about his spirit and his effect on the people around him?
Oh, I think it was it's unmeasurable. I mean, I remember the conversation when he told me about it. He just said, he goes, it ain't going to beat me. He goes, they can have my body. He goes, I beat my body up so much already. He goes, it ain't getting anything. He goes, it's just not going to beat me. And yesterday he won that battle.
I think that's a wonderful way to put it. I also think about all the stories I've heard of how the 85 Bears team has supported him over the years. You all were not a flash yeah. in the pan to each other by any means. That is a lasting bond, and he is a part of that. What has it meant to you to also be part of a group that supports each other like the way you have supported Steve?
Well, that's one of the great things that football brings to all of us that play, and especially teams that win championships. You have that lifelong bond, and that team certainly does. I mean, I can't thank Tom Thayer, Keith Van Horn, the many players that have been over there, Richard Dent, Dan Hampton. I mean, these guys have been checking in on him. Mike Kenyon, who's a friend of all of ours. These people have supported Misty and the medical staffs that have been over at his house. Jarrett Payton, you can see Jarrett's been a great supporter and, you know, a promoter of what Steve's challenges are to give other people hope. And I think that's why we do it. We do it because he was a teammate of ours, and that's what you do for teammates that you love. And Steve was loved by everybody. And, you know, you just can't thank the guys enough that took time to go over there. I mean, our good friend Larry Wirt, you know, he was instrumental when it first went on with trying to get Steve the right kind of bed over there so he would be comfortable. I mean, it goes down that deep. So a lot of people that I don't know, a lot of people that I'm sorry I'm not mentioning them by name, but it has been a small army that has supported Steve over this time and supported Misty and their efforts to keep Steve comfortable. And so he could enjoy his induction into the Football Hall of Fame.
Well, and I can't help but think, and I'm obviously not a doctor, I'm not a specialist, but I can't help but think that every little bit did help. And that's why mm-hmm. he was able to be with us for so long. What do you want people to know about Steve McMichael if we haven't asked something that you would like to pass along at this time?
I just think that, you know, we've seen a lot of highlights of him playing football and the incredible way he played football and incredible plays he made. You know, I just want them to remember that he was a friend. He's a father. He's a husband. There's a void in his family now that you know, may never be filled. And support from everybody around Chicago and Texas and everywhere that Steve touched, just give support and remember that, you know, there's a person with a bigger life behind you, kind of behind the scenes that you really don't see. And Steve touched so many people in so many ways, including me and my family, off of the football field. And I think that's what I hope people remember about Steve.
Kevin Butler, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing. This was really appreciated by us. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
My pleasure, y'all. Take care.